trying to film this as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hi guys, hi.
Hi.
So,
that was, it's getting worse and worse every week. You're going to work on the intro, I swear.
Let's do it again. One, two, three.
Hi. Yeah, we're still going to work
the
on it.
Harmony was, yeah.
Yeah, we're okay. Going to work on it. Anyway, good evening all. Hope you're all well here. Welcome to another episode. So today we are going to be talking about the topic of friendships with the particular question of how you value your friendship circles.
How you keep people accountable. Do you keep people accountable? Do you have any kind of principles to the way that you run your friendships? Do you just let people run in and out of your life?
Is that something you've even thought about? Mm. Are you the most caring? Is that the suitable thing to do? Have you thought about it in as many ways possible so that you've understood the best way friendships not just work for other people, but they work for you?
Also taking into consideration how friendships can impact your mental health. Mm. I think we kind of just carry people over our lifetime, but we don't realise the impact that they have long term. Especially mm-hmm. as we all get older now, we start to think a little bit more about how things impact us and how people impact us. And we start to consider our spaces and value them more. We start to kind of put value and look at people in different ways and really assess, is that person helping me? Is that person bringing me up? Is that person lifting me? So that's all that we're going to be talking about today.
Mm-hmm. But before that, we need to allow Miss Claire to introduce herself and
Hi.
Tell you guys a little bit more about her and, you know, how
Hi,
she's come
everyone.
To be a listener and everything else.
My name's Claire. Currently at the moment, I'm running my own clothing business called Majesty Number 8. So if you scroll on Instagram, you'll find us, Majesty N-O-8. Yeah, so I'm just glad to be on the show. Thank you guys for having me.
No problem.
Yeah.
We went to Claire's event recently. It was fantastic.
It was
very
full of energy.
It was lovely and it felt like home. And you know what I loved, Claire? I loved the fact that you believed in your business. You started, even if you didn't have the means, mm-hmm. and you kept it organic. You kept
yeah.
it like about
yeah.
us. It was
yeah.
us people from this community and you were proud of it. And I think too many times people want to abandon their community and be like, well, you know, I'm trying to do big things now, bye.
Mm.
And you can't be like that because
yeah.
those are the people that made you.
Exactly.
Let me just say,
I love that.
So that was my thoughts behind the process of doing the business event that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to incorporate everybody because I feel like we can all hold hands and we can all grow together.
Definitely.
I'm not selfish. I could have been selfish and said it was all about me,
yeah.
but I didn't want that. And I'm glad that it was a success and I'm glad that you guys had fun.
Cool. And we'll be looking forward for
the next one. So look at that. Yes, Majesty Number 8.
Yes.
She'll be having another event in July, guys. It had a runway show. It had food. Well, let me tell you about the
food.
It had food. There was a runway show.
Layla's Dutch Pot.
Yeah.
Oh,
listen.
And it was just an incorporation of different people doing different things. There were other people selling clothes.
The clothes there.
Entry,
it was a competition.
There was an African.
Yeah.
It was
Panda.
Lovely. Yeah. And it was a great networking.
Kids' clothes, adults' clothes.
Yeah.
It wasn't even about fashion as well. It wasn't just about fashion. It was also a great situation to network, meet other people. What you actually put on was a collective of so many things. And that's why it was great.
Amazing.
It was really
guys.
Great. All right, so let's bring us back to today's topic. Let's get to the nitty gritty. So, came across this quote this week and it took me back. So let's see what happens here. I have a friend who always asks me before venting/sharing concerns if I have the mental space right now for it. And I've got to say, that willingness to respect boundaries and not demand a loved one dedicate their emotional energy that they might not have that day, that's the healthiest, S-H-I-T, because I don't like to swear, they've ever heard. And that took me back.
That actually takes me back. That's very interesting, because I find that a lot of the time, friends don't respect that boundary. I mean, they'll call you, well, for me, sorry. Back in the days, I was everyone's agony aunt. You can call me about anything. I'm always answering the phone, whether it be I'm with my son. I'm on the phone. I'm talking through your whole situation with you.
Mm-hmm.
But that was taking up my time, you know. So I had to set boundaries. But you can't call me between the hours of when I get home, 6 in the evening, till after 8:30. And that's if I want to answer the phone, because I've got to have my own sanity time as well.
That's right.
So that hour and a half before I go to my bed, do I really want to be taking on anyone's stress load?
Mm.
You know, if it's something they can work out, why make the call?
But then friends feel like I should be able to call on this person at any time, night, day, whatever. Mm. You are my friends because you are there for me.
Mm.
And that's how it's seen.
Yeah.
You are there for me.
But then where's
so
the respect?
Therefore, I need you. So you need to be
available. How long did it take you to get to that point?
it took me a long while.
Was there a breaking point that took you there?
Yes. Mm. Because I felt like I was being drained. Mm. Emotionally drained. And I felt like I was taking on everyone's problems and making it my own.
Yeah. Because the other thing with friendship, isn't it? You tend to then want to fight your friend's battle for them. So you'll hear the struggle. Yes. And then all the emotion gets invested. Yes. How can... But wait. Do they want me to start? And then your neck starts going and you're not even involved.
Listen, you feel the same you know when you
and you're upset with someone that you had nothing to do with.
No, you're involved. You want to kick down people.
Yes.
Lick been down there. Somebody's big child.
Been there. Been there. Yeah, been hard. There. Perm still in the hair, everything. I hadn't even washed it out yet. I finding her. She doesn't even know. We've all been
grown.
There.
We've grown. Grown.
And then to find that that same friend ends up talking to that friend, oh, and you're involved for what reason?
True.
That's true.
I mean, I find this quote really, really interesting. On me, for me, which is probably different from the both of you because I know you guys, I'm not like that. Like, I've always been a very a person that's put boundaries on a lot of things and a lot of people in my life.
Mm.
And I feel like I've always tried to keep that intact.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise that I was always like that. And I've always been like that since I was a child. My mum would be like, you are just you.
Yeah.
And I've always been like that. But I think as I've gotten older, I've been a little bit more like, should I be a bit more flexible? Should I change my ways? Because I start to feel like now I don't want to be alone.
Mm.
Yeah, which is interesting, you see. I had a moment of that. Maybe because I'm getting married, I'm not too sure. But I think it was a combination of things in my life that made me start to rethink the way I was so strict with my space.
Mm.
So it's been good to a point, but I think I've had to learn to kind of be a little bit flexible.
Like everything in life, it requires a level of balance.
You can't be flexible with your time, but it's a lot of energy.
That is the thing. It is a lot of energy.
Because you know that because you've been through it. Whereas I don't really know. Because me, I'll be like, sorry, what? Bye?
Yeah.
No, what? Bye.
That's a good thing.
Listen,
a good trait to have.
See you later. I feel like I got to a point where I thought, no, I need to give a little bit more. I've got to be a little bit flexible. But so I've kind of experienced being a little bit more flexible.
And what about you? How were you in person in terms of like when you had an issue and you wanted to speak to someone about it? Was you thinking to yourself, I don't want to interrupt this person?
Because, I think, I'm very mindful of other people's things and spaces. And because I don't have a lot of friends, the ones I do have, I value a lot because I know that I ain't got 10 people to talk to.
Yeah.
And that's another interesting thing that we're going to ask you about. Because I'm not somebody who's very, very... I can be sociable, but I'm not very, very social.
Yeah.
And so I have a few friends in my life at a time, ever. Because I can't carry too many people. Because I've got such a big family. Anyone who knows me knows that my house will be kicking off on any given Sunday, Saturday, and any other day.
Yeah.
My family is already a lot. So I think even as a child, I was already like, I can't take on any more people.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it was that was definitely the beginning, and I've just stayed that way. But ultimately, when it came to the point of needing people, I did find myself alone a lot of times. Because if you don't open up the circle a lot, then you're leaving yourself limited to the few people that you have. So there's upsides, and of course there's the downsides. And that's when I just had to turn to Jesus, innit? Because what am I going to do?
What are we going to do?
What am I really going to do?
And faith.
Yeah, innit? You can't. And I think that what I realised in that stage of my life is that, you know, there's some things that people can't do for. Some people can't. You can't expect people to come and have a solution for everything.
Yeah,
and
true.
So that's when I learned that I need to learn to have the few people that I have because you need human attachment.
Of course.
But I also learned that people aren't always going to be able to dig you out of a hole. So you need to learn some mechanisms to get yourself out.
Mm.
And when you get to a point where you feel like this person's going to help you, then that person's going to provide a solution for a question that you already have. Not, this is all of my issues, what you've got to say.
Or, can you help?
You don't even want to hear what the person's got to say. You're
just chatting.
You just
want to offload. That's exactly how I felt. People just wanted to offload all their problems onto me and for me to just listen. For me to just listen.
And that's not how friendships tend to work or can stay healthy. Like this quote says, it's the healthiest thing that they've ever come across. So we started doing a bit of digging and researching and found lots of theories on friendship. So we have a theory here known as the three pillars of friendship.
So the three pillars of friendship is basically positivity.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be long-lasting, and it has to be cooperative. And basically, the basis is if you have these three legs to this chair, your relationship will always be strong.
Mm.
And what that means in terms of strong is that when you need that person to be there for you, they're going to be receptive for what you need.
And you will be able to do the same at any given moment that you need to.
And there will be that positive exchange between two people. And the funniest thing is, when we started reading this, this was at the beginning of wanting to create this this whole space that we've created, the core beliefs, etc., etc. And I think this was the moment that I think we both we were literally supposed to be planning all of these things, and we read this, we read the whole article, and we sat there in awe. whoa.
Took us well sideways.
Like, it was like, whoa. And we just went in till 3 a.m.
About 3 a.m.
And we were just talking about life and friendships. Because we've been friends with each other for a long time. But we've also had other friends in the meantime. And we were just dissecting every single situation in detail. And it was mad because we sat there and we looked at all of these pillars in their entirety. Positivity. What does it mean to have a positive friendship? What does it mean for it to be long-lasting? What does it mean to be cooperative? And when we looked at all of those things, we were able to look at our friendships in a deeper way. And then come to some conclusions about things. Like, Yasmin was like, boy, you need to do this. And I was like, bro, you need to do that. And we were able to find solutions for the friendships that we had even outside of each other. And so it was really, really positive. And so if the ultimate, the underlying theory here is, if you don't have one of these pillars, your relationship isn't going to stand.
And the hardest one to hold on to is the cooperative. Because you're constantly in this frame of mind of, I need to be there for other people. So when you're a mother, you're there for other people. You're a sibling, you're there for other people. Many factors as a woman, full stop, in life, you are something for somebody. So in a friend, you feel the same space. And how often do we then, okay, I'm in need of such and such. Do we, okay, let me figure it out by myself. Now, actually, I need to call somebody. Oh my God, who am I going to call? Oh, should I bother anybody right now? Or maybe I shouldn't, because maybe it's the wrong time. I can figure it out by myself. Let me go figure it out.
But people don't actually think. Some people don't pick up the phone.
Yeah, because you're
and I sometimes wonder, do you actually, people think before they actually phone?
No, some people don't.
And they just, they don't ask that question. Like, that was very respectful. They don't ask a question, you know, how are you today?
How are you things?
A situation, I just needed some advice. They just go straight in. Hey, you're right. So guess what?
You'll never guess what happened to me, though.
So what do you think for you, Claire, makes a positive relationship?
So a positive friendship where we can feed off of it.
That's a different podcast.
Next, where we can feed off each other. We got to be able to give something to each other.
So somebody bring something to the table.
You have to. Because there's no friendship then. You know, if we're not growing together, we're not trying to develop in certain areas, then what's the point of having a friendship? If you're someone that's negative all the time, I can't be around you. I need positive energy, so it has to be very positive.
Positive exchanges.
And I'm not saying that you must be happy-go-lucky all the time. There's going to be down days. And I'm there for my friends, of course, when you have down days. It's just that when it's impacting someone, when you're impacting someone else with all your negative energy, and you're not dealing with the situation behind, then you're offloading, you're just going around in circles. And I can't help you. You know? So that's where it is.
The positive, definitely positive space and energy. It needs to be a positive conversation. I need to know that most of our interactions are positive. If we're, one thing I can't do, and I don't know if it happened with age type, I can't really pinpoint when, is I'm not really much of a party goer, because I find that the space that I'm in doesn't stay positive for long enough. So the takeaways I'm taking from that environment ends up being, well, the DJ wasn't great, and my dress was a bit tight, and I really needed to leave. And the girl in the toilet was really, really cool, yeah. But you see when that brother tried to pass behind me? I wasn't feeling that. And then he came and started chatting to you. I wasn't feeling that. And I paid a lot of money to get... And then if I really check it, a lot of what I could take away from that exchange experience was actually quite negative. So I'm like, why do I bother? I just don't... I have to go out by force, and it has to be a special occasion. If it's just like, oh, you're calling me up to go out because, oh, it's a fright. No. I can't take myself there, because for me, it's too much of a negative space to be in. Whereas if you're in a restaurant, because you're having, you cherish the time a bit. It's not even the cherish. The interaction is different. We're doing more within ourselves. We're doing more of the talking. I'm getting to know you better. We're talking. It's more social, and the social on a level where I think that quality comes from, because we can have conversation, have exchanges. I can actually hear you because we're not listening to loud music. Do you know what I mean? That I value more than anything else. So for me, I can't just have space in my friend's time and it's like, oh, we're just going to go in. Like, we can sit and chill, that's fine. Or we can go and do something with the kids. Again, that's fine. But the times that I value the most are the times where I know that we can have some kind of thought-provoking conversation that is going to be in a positive space. I cannot do the partying. And it's not, I think that's another reason why I don't tend to drink as often, because I find my interactions with people then become negative, and people's interactions with other people or myself also come negative. So for me, it's just all too much negativity that I can't keep putting myself in. As much as okay, it's a vibe, and I might need to let my hair down on a Friday, but whatever.
And have those friends.
Have those
friends respected, but and the boundary that you don't go anywhere. And what are they looking at you like?
I stopped going places a long time ago. So we're not going to get into that. But anyway, positive friends for me is somebody that I can look up to. So what I mean by that is that person has something, has a quality, they possess something that I don't have. So when I'm looking at them, I'm admiring that person. I'm admiring that friend. Mm-hmm. My friends got to be people that I admire, ultimately. And I think, and that doesn't mean that the it's not money, because when we think about admiration, we also think about money.
Yeah.
It's not money necessarily. Like, I admire you, Yasmin, because you wake up earlier than I do. And for some other people, that might be a minor thing. But for me, I know how much I struggle with that. Mm. So ultimately, when I look at her doing it, it makes me feel like I can too. Like, so I can go to the gym.
Inspiring.
Yeah. So for me, a positive friendship, one of the key aspects of a positive friendship is that person's got to be able to have something that I can look to and be like, I want that thing from that person. Sure. I want to be more like that. I want that. And it's not going
to
be everything.
You're not trying to come back.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's one of the things. I think the thing about long-lasting is interesting. Like, how many friends do you say that you have that are really long-lasting? Because I probably, I don't know, mine kind of been up a bit up and down.
Yeah, my friendships have been a bit up and down, but I can only say maybe six friends.
That's a lot, though. You don't think that's a lot?
No.
You don't think that's a lot?
No.
So what would be a good... what's a small number? Because I knew this would be interesting. Because long-lasting...
I have six friends because they all have different qualities about them. Mm-hmm. And there's stuff in each of them that I do like.
Okay,
and
yeah, yeah.
So that's what I
said. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And I wouldn't cut it down to like two or three.
No.
Because there's six of them that are really, really positive in my life.
That's beautiful that you've got that many people that you can say has been a long-lasting friendship. Like, I still think like there must be something wrong with me because I'm unable to keep people in my life a long time. Mm. Obviously, I have people that have been in my life for a long time, but our relationship hasn't always been smooth.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I kind of just chop and change between people depending on what I'm going through in my life. Not to say that I will just drop you in a heartbeat, I might. But that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I can't have a lot of people in my space at once.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be everybody's friend.
Right.
Like, I can't juggle. I wouldn't be able to juggle six people.
Right.
I wouldn't, because I'm too selfish.
Yeah.
I need to have my own time. I need to... And I had my daughter very young.
Yeah.
So for me, that made me even more distant from people, because that was... She's... comes before everyone. And I think at that space in life, we were all young, and I think a lot of people didn't understand that.
I think
that then kind of, whatever distance I had with people already, that then extended that distance, because I was already a little bit like two friends at a time.
Yeah.
And then when I had my daughter, it was like, okay, zero friends now. I think that's what happened along the process. But I've always struggled to have a lot of people in my space.
For me, I've always had a lot of people in my space.
Mm.
I've always been friends with a lot of people, and then I've had to learn that not everybody is your friend. And growing up and amongst the years that have come by, I've accumulated friends that I feel that are worth the title friend.
Mm.
And with them, we have boundaries.
Nice.
And we're respectful towards each other, so I can call you
how
my friend.
How many people do you say that you have friends? You said, how many people would you say you have a long-lasting friendship with? She said six. I was blown away by six. Well, I don't know.
I can call on those people. If I'm in need of anything, I can call on them. And I know that they've got me 100, just like I've got them.
I don't know. I feel like for me, I'm moving fast forward, innit? Like, always in my life.
Yeah.
And I just find that...
I think I have six as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
But six, I've, you know what we've the become thing? Long-lasting because
you know what
of
the
work?
Funniest thing about our relationship is that, like, she'll put me onto friendships.
Oh, so you interconnect with people.
So I interconnect with people a lot of the time. Everyone that I've interconnected with has been literally through Yasmin. Like, every friendship that I've had, except for a few people, but a lot of them have been through you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of them I made for myself and then we connected, but a lot of them have been through you.
Yeah.
But even those, I've not really been able to maintain very well. I struggle. I really do struggle. I've always seen that. I've always able to keep two, three people maximum in terms of like somebody that I talk to regularly and I'm tight
to keep in touch with.
Three people would be even a lot for me.
I realised that I was attracting people. I was attracting people. I don't know if it's because of the way I am or what, but I was really attracting a lot of people. And I was like, yeah, that's my friend. No, that's my friend. That's my friend.
Mm.
And then... yeah, no.
So now you've done the little way to six.
Yeah. Like,
so how do you find juggling those six? And do you think that it will change when you get married or when you have another child or when your life evolves?
No.
Okay.
No.
So what about you?
Steady six.
They are steady.
What about you?
I don't think they will either.
No.
Interesting.
Mm-mm. I feel like I can juggle them because we respect each other's time.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you understand where I'm coming from? And I don't have to see you all the time. That's another thing. I like my own space.
Yeah.
And I don't have to see you all the time. But I know that when we link up, it's the same as if we were yesterday.
Do you understand?
And I don't feel like friendship should be based on like how much times we interact, how much times we see each other.
No, of course.
Yeah, no, yeah. I definitely agree on that. And I think that's definitely hard to deal with when people don't really know, like, it's cool. Like, we didn't see each other for 2 years.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I didn't speak to you for that much. Yeah. My best friend, I don't see her hardly. But I know that when we see each other, it's a real new
It's back to where it was.
Because we're busy. How are we being proactive in life if we've got time for each other?
All the time.
Yeah. Do you understand? Like, what are you doing? What am I doing?
Because a lot of the time we're claiming we have, you know, struggled to find time for family or for our own children. So where we have the time to be sociable with everybody and balance children, obviously you can't. We don't. It's hard to find the time for your own child who you is in your space 24/7 and demands everything from you.
Yeah.
Let alone to be keeping up with people who you know didn't reply to a WhatsApp or I didn't call you back that day or we didn't catch
people
up properly.
Really take that personal, isn't it?
Yeah, wow. people do take that personal. I think for me, I definitely when it comes to long-lasting friendships, I definitely probably would say 1-2 people maximum. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do 6 simply because of my personality.
Right.
I just can't have a lot of
and,
people
and that's
space.
Okay.
Yeah, no, and yeah. that is yeah. okay. I honestly like, don't have a problem with it because I've tried to do it another way and it didn't work either. You know, I've tried to be the most, you know, have a lot of people and I'm not very good at it. It's just I'm not. And then people end up getting offended and they get hurt because me, I just be like, sorry, I'm unable.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people can't take that. But it's only the people who know me, like know me, they'll be like, oh, man, she's fine. Like, that's just the
way
she is.
Mm.
And it's not that she don't like me or, you know. So and that's then, another and then thing. I think you have to have that level of relationship, and that's where the long lasting comes.
Mm.
Long lasting is important because you have to have a bond that's just, that has been going on for a long enough time for that person to fully understand you. So even when you're having an off day where you can't explain your emotion, that person can decode your emotions for you.
Because I go silent.
I never offload. Like I go silent. If I speak to you about something, but when it's something that I'm just like nah, I just keep this to myself and figure it out. Do you understand where I'm coming from? And being my friend, they might be like, okay, you should have said it to me. And I'll be like, no, I had to deal with on my own. Because you can't help me. There's some things that friends can't help you with.
That's very true.
You know,
true.
And sometimes friends can be a bit biased.
No, friends are biased.
They got your back all the time.
Friends are biased. Let me tell you, I am that biased friend. You see, anything that my friends do, it's not their fault. Guess what? It's your fault. Because I'm always saying to them, but what did the other person do?
Yeah.
No, it's that person's fault. Come, let's do it. Me, I'm really just, it's that person's fault.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like we spend all of our time already blaming ourselves, already like hammering ourselves. I'm not going to be the friend that's going to come and tell you, except if you did some madness, then I'd be
like, that is you. On your own.
But most of the time I think people are quick to see other people but they can't see when it's them. And so I'm always the friend that's like, all right, cool, so how's it that person's fault? But at least my friends are like that. My friends are always like, oh my days, I did this, and I'm like, no girl, just relax. What did that person do? But that's the people that are around me. Probably
I'm a person I can see both sides of the story, and I think that's the time where things get a bit complicated.
I see both sides.
She's devil's advocate.
My girlfriend's not,
and I'm like, okay.
I'm gonna be that biased,
but I'm gonna tell you where you went wrong.
I definitely do tell people where they go wrong, but I feel like the people around me are quick to just, you know,
But I think that leads nicely onto the point of the whole idea of the cooperation. And the biggest thing that really took us to 3 a.m. when we should have finished at 11 p.m. long time, everyone should have been in bed, was the fact of this whole idea of having an accountable exchange with your friend. So if we're holding friends to account, I need to have spent a lot of time over little periods of time, drip, 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 feeding you things that I know that you're good at maintaining for me as a friend. So if I know you're that friend for me who, if I need you to pick me up quickly or tell me a couple of jokes or, you know, try and shift my mind, I've come to you with that on, you know, a couple of occasions. So you know what, you know that I value as a friend. So that if something really hits the fan, I can come to you. And I'm not questioning myself. I'm not holding back. I'm not saying, can she? Is she able to? Etc. Can I do that? Blah, blah, blah. But for me, that was something big. And sometimes it's me also considering the space that you're in. It's that whole idea of, I know what she's going through right now. She's got a lot on her plate.
I'm always considerate.
So let me not really
bother. I think what threw me was, how have you prepared your friend for like your worst day? Because we are always wanting to be there for other people, especially in friendships, right? Even if you have loads of friends or a small group,
you still want to be there for
them. You want to be there for them all the time. You always want to be carrying people. You always want to feel like you're doing the most. But then what threw me when we were doing this research was, how have you been preparing your friends
for the days that that you crash, and then can you really be upset with them if they're not there for you because you haven't been preparing them? And that's when I was like, wow, actually, most of my friends, I was like, most of my friendships, I've never prepared anybody to be there for me. And then when the when rock bottom came and they weren't there for me, I was resentful, and it made me reassess every time I was resentful against towards, a friend, because then I had to realize I had never prepared anybody. I'd never prepared anybody to pick me up, to be there for me. Not my mom, not my sister, not anybody. Because I was always out here being strong for me. Anytime you see me, know I'm good. When them times I'm not good, you know. But know I'm good. That was the front. That was the pride that was coming through. Until when I read that, I said, wow, I need to reassess my whole self. Because actually, I thought I was doing the good thing. I was, you know, putting on this brave face all the time. But actually what I was doing is not preparing anybody for my downfall.
And that's when you get into that quick position of being, oh, okay, well, at the end of the day, she didn't put her weight as a friend, so why would I be bothered to come to her anyway? Well, the last time I tried to come with her for, come to her for something, she didn't really step in, or he didn't really step in, so therefore, what am I coming to you for?
But the whole time,
what did you do to put in place before that? It still comes to accountability of yourself before you can make them accountable. If you're not prepared to do that for yourself, then technically the friendships will maybe be long lasting, but what the value is behind it actually becomes quite blurred, and no one really knows their position or space. No one knows their position or space, and that then makes you question how much the friendship is actually evolving. Is it something that's actually worth your while and time? And then all these other doubts come into play. But it all still then comes back to that whole point of self. What did you do? What have you been doing?
How did your friend know that you were feeling that way?
And like you were saying, that you're somebody who's quite quiet when you're going through problems. I'm the same. But it's like, if I haven't told you, listen, you see, when you see that I'm going a bit quiet, I'm going through something. So please probe me. Until I come out with it. Because when I, even when I realised that, when we were talking about friendship, I started doing that with my fiancé. I said, you see, when you see me and I'm telling you I don't want to talk to you because I'm fine, but them times I've rolled over and I'm crying and he's watching, he now knows. He now knows to probe. But it's the same with friends.
I go missing.
And is that healthy?
Yeah, I feel like it's healthy.
Consistently. Is that every time you go missing?
No, not every time. But with the biggest things? With the biggest things, I feel like this person, well, anyone's not going to give me an answer but me. It's time for me to reflect. I've got to reflect on me. I've got to sit down and deal with what my traumas, my experiences, whatever it is. I've got to deal with it. Sometimes people can't help you.
The dealing with the part, they definitely can't help you with. But the fact that you might need a crutch or somebody to lean on, because remember, this is a table, we're supposed to be balancing it. I should be able to cash in my friendship check when I'm ready. If I'm in need, I should be able to cash that in. Fair enough, we had that boundary thing and I said, don't call me after 8:30. Don't call me between 6 and 8:30. That's cool. But right now, I need to check cash in my check. Are you prepared to cash in your check? Are you like, no, I'm the one dealing with it, so I'm going to deal with that?
Because I think it depends what it is. I think it really depends what it is, because it's not everything is if I was okay, they say you can be an open book, but sometimes it's good to keep a few things
definitely to, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
And so I feel this like this is what I struggle with now. This is the reason why I don't have a lot of friendships, because I am literally an open book in my friendships. I tell people everything. That's why I can't have too many people in my space, because not everybody can handle everything all the time. And that's why my friendship circles have always been small, because I've always known about me that I can't fake it. I have to just
I wonder if that's just me just being considerate.
I'm like, no, I'm just trying to
this cooperation thing doesn't work like that. Then you can't work with you overly thinking about that person. You have to just be able to say, listen, I need you today. Are you available for me today?
And that's still respectful,
that's considerate. As you should be. And it comes back down to that quote, because ultimately I'm giving you the heads up. What are you saying? Can you handle it? But that doesn't mean I can't come to you. That doesn't mean I have to be, you know, in my own space and become, you know, go into me.
Yeah, I just find that sometimes I deal with things better and I come out on a bright end. Either way, whether I got it.
Yeah, you're still going to come through it.
Yeah, I'm still going to come through it.
But then do your friends feel like, okay, if Claire's going through a big situation, am I going to... Am I going to hear about it?
But they might want to be.
Am I going to know about it? Or am I going
to
hear about the comeuppance after she's done with it?
And then
how does that make me feel as a friend?
How does that make them feel?
Because I know for me, that's something I struggle with. Like, oh, you went through all of these things and you couldn't say not two pops near me. You didn't open up your mouth once.
That makes you feel like a rubbish friend.
Yeah. I start to question it straight away.
It is interesting.
It's definitely interesting. But I've always just been like somebody who's really, really open about all my business.
I'm going through this today.
It's not even that. I might not tell you what I'm going through.
Yeah.
But I will tell you my whole business. That you will know everything, the inside out, what everything looks like, what everything's dealing with. Yeah. And for me to be able to have that level of openness, that's why I have a small friendship group.
Yeah, and I think it's being brought up in, like, you know, our community, our black community.
Yeah.
Like, your mother warns you not to tell your friends.
Yeah, that's true.
But then my mom is like that. True. My mom's very, very, like, to herself.
But even though you have close friends, but I think a part of that is how you grow up as well.
Definitely, that's a good point. That is a good point.
It's true.
And been told to, because those things will be instilled in you, so
it's
we
not
don't
everything
really have
you
to
tell your friend.
I know. My mum would tell me that now. I'd be like, Mum, sorry, I got to tell her.
And that's that passing comment when you're chopping or doing something else and they're referring to something from yesterday.
Or maybe it's past related also. Yeah. Well, because, you know, times where you've told people things in the past and they go and tell someone else, and you're just like, well, hold up. You know what I mean? But not saying that I can't count on the six that I have now. Yeah. But I think maybe all of that is past things as to why I'm the way I am
now. So we're just trying to leave you guys with the ultimate friendship pillars. Positivity. Your friendships have to be an exchange of positivity. Doesn't have to be all the time, doesn't have to be perfect, but there definitely must be a comeback. There needs to be bounce back ability. Even if your friend ain't good, you know, come next week Thursday, they're gonna have something better to say about their situation. Mm-hmm. They need to be long lasting. You can't keep picking up new people, and that's the message from my own self, but anyway, they have to be long lasting, and you can't keep picking up new people, because those new people won't be able to come with the same context as somebody in the past. And then there's value in that, because you know, everybody come new year, they want to say dropping people. You can't forever be dropping people come either. New year.
Yeah.
So having a long lasting relationship definitely has its value. Mm-hmm. And being cooperative, and actually being cooperative to say that, am I preparing my friend, and is my friend also doing the same for me? Because actually, if you haven't prepared people to be there for you, they will never be able to.
You can't ball out,
and then you can't. Yeah,
and you can't be sitting there feeling resentful and being vexed, because the reality is you never prepared the person. They didn't know how to react in that given situation.
All right, quick quiz.
Okay,
gotta try and keep it to a one word answer. One word answer, and then a quick explanation. So if you have categories and levels of friends, so you organize them in circles. So take the six.
Mm-hmm.
Will their positions be stagnant? So they'll always ever be in the same circle, or can they be flexible? Would they shift back into maybe an associate for a couple of weeks and you're all right with that, and then move back?
No, stagnant.
They're stagnant. Why?
Because I know where they're at.
And that's good for you.
But are they always in the same place?
When I mean stagnant, in terms of her saying shifting back into associate, you can't go back. If you're going into associate, you can no longer be my friend.
She said it. That's strong, it. Guys. She said it strong. So y'all who are watching, double check.
Y'all double check.
Think about the tone that she's talking to you with. Is it friendship or is it associate? Know your place in your box.
Yes.
Know your place in your box. Right, your interactions with that six.
Yeah.
Worthwhile all the time, or time taken sometimes?
Worthwhile.
All the time. Boom. That is good. Why?
Because. So I feel like it's worthwhile because we bounce off of each other. We inspire each other. We lift each other up. So definitely worthwhile.
Excellent. Those are my two questions. I was just double checking. So you're making sure you can cash in your friendship check from now on.
I can cash in.
Are you going to make sure?
You need to.
Let them be accountable a bit more.
I think we kind of, is my friend. Like, listen. Yeah. If we are also, if friendship is supposed to be keeping us alive somewhat, if it plays into our mental health, we have to consider how we are preparing people, and then we have to be able to say, listen, today I'm cashing in.
This is all my chips, and it's all the chips I've got at the moment, and right now it might even feel like a bucket, but I need to call on you in this moment in time, and this is what I'm coming to you with.
And I think sometimes that person knows you so well, they'll tell you one word and that will reset your whole quicker than you can reset yourself. But it took you opening up, and it took the person then giving you that word. Like somebody said one word to me the other day. They said, Soraya, you're going through this situation, perhaps when this is over, then you'll be okay. And it was something that hadn't gone from my mind. And it was really basic, but it was just something that hadn't gone from my mind. And when she said it, I said, you know what? She knows me. I trust her.
Yeah.
Actually, she's right. And it reset me like this.
And that gives you comfort. And that allows you to move on.
Yeah.
It doesn't fix your problem, but it allows you to move on for a minute. And in terms of your mental health, that's important. Yeah. Because we like to hold on to stuff. We be holding on to stuff all day long. Okay, no problem. Yeah. But can we hold on to the right things at the right point in time and for the right amount of time? Like, if it doesn't need 2 weeks of me reflecting, then am I really giving it 2 weeks? Yes, it may be valuable. But do I need to do it persistently for 2 weeks by myself? Or can I call upon somebody, get another perspective.
Sometimes you might know the answer to it already, and you just basically kind of just shut yourself. You just don't want no one. You just want it personal. Like, I can go through this by myself.
It definitely can be.
It can be, and it can be. But I think if you've got six people, at least one of them six should be able to come for any situation. You got a lot of people.
Yeah, no, I can call on them. I think it's just me, how I am. But and I like my own time, and I like my own company.
I mean, if you've got to deal with six friends all the time, I don't know how much time you've got.
I like my own company, so I know that I can count on myself.
Are you going to make sure you start cashing in your friendship
I'm
check,
cashing
though?
Some chairs.
Yeah, she said she's on cashing up. So if you're Claire's friend and you're going to watch this, you better be ready.
Better be ready for some checks. That's right.
So that's all that we've got to say, guys. Remember, keep your friendships positive. Remember to value the fact that they're long-lasting and make sure that they're cooperative. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
One more thing, sorry. Oh. Pitch an idea in there. We're thinking about trying to become a bit more social, even though this was about, you know, other things. We're trying to become more social, and it was about Claire. We're wanting to do an afternoon tea. To anyone who wants to come and have afternoon tea with us, have a sit down, a bit more of a personal conversation.
It won't be filmed like this.
It won't be filmed like this.
And it'll be nice just to have these kinds of
questions. Bring something to the table.
We'll bring some stuff to the table, some questions to the table. And ultimately, our whole focus is mental health and being a black woman, what that means to you, being a white woman, being a woman, whatever it is. You know, we're here to support each other. And ultimately, it will be a nice time to kind of branch out and share our friendship with other people. So if you're interested, let us know. I'm going to pin Claire's Instagram here, her business Instagram. She'll be doing an event in July, so I'm going to pin it in here. Oh, if my phone doesn't die in the meantime. So please go and follow her page. Please
Majesty
support
number
her.
Eight.
Majesty number 8. I will be pinning it in here. So thank you very much, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Let me pin it now.